There were reports over the weekend that the leader of the Taliban, a Taliban leader, had been killed, but there has been no confirmation of reports that Hakimullah Massoud was killed in a drone strike.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green joins us live with the latest. What do we know now, J.J.?
Because there's been no confirmation doesn't mean he hasn't been killed in a drone strike. I've been communicating with officials from both Pakistan and the U.S. today. Neither will confirm this report. And that's the real problem right now, is trying to figure out what the real source of the story is, the credibility of the credibility of his death. We do know that there were drone strikes, and there were drone strikes last week, and there have been some this week too. So the question is, who was there? Who was killed?
Well, it's fascinating because we carry out these drone strikes, but then there's the matter of what actually happened on the ground.
The anatomy of a drone strike is a very complicated thing. It's at least that when you get to the part of it where you have to identify who was hit in the drone strike and killed. And for the U.S. and Pakistan, it's a complicated matter because one of the political problems the two countries have at the time. But also, in a drone strike, often bodies are carried away by the insurgents left behind. And also, there's the matter of authenticating or confirming DNA and forensics. And the U.S. has much better capabilities than the Pakistanis do. Sometimes it's a matter of the U.S. getting there later. That's why sometimes it takes more time.
Yeah, well, talk more about the U.S. role in confirming all this, because as you say, you know, getting some Americans in those regions, that's pretty tough.
Often, as I understand it, insurgents will try to rush bodies away and bury them, get them out of sight, take them to a place where they don't think that they'll be disturbed. The U.S. may know because of surveillance, reconnaissance surveillance, that they already know about it. But the problem is they may not want to disturb the situation. They may not want to go to these grave sites because that could cause more problems there than they're willing to get into.
If Massoud were dead, what would that mean?
If he were dead, it would mean more confusion for Pakistan and more confusion for the Taliban itself. The Taliban is not going to go away, at least at this point. There were reports last week and the week before that he and his number two, Massoud's number two, were not enamored with each other. They, in fact, had been at each other's throats during the course of some kind of meeting to determine whether or not they were going to team up again with al-Qaeda. And Rayman, who's his number two, and Hakimullah Massoud did not get along very well. So both have supporters, both have detractors. So if he were killed, Rayman, if he survived, would be the guy. But there would still be problems.
All right. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.